A Matter of Spirit is the quarterly justice journal of the Intercommunity Peace and Justice Center. This lead article appeared in the fall 2019 issue on childhood. Growing Up Online, Keeping Kids Safe by Julie Inman Grant. Julie Inman Grant is the eSafety Commissioner of Australia. She recently commenced her 5-year appointment in January 2017. When I was a child, my parents spent quality time worrying about a number of things: balancing sport, theater, and school, ensuring my manners were up to scratch, preparing for where I might go to college, worrying about how many Doritos I was ingesting while watching endless hours of MTV. Parents these days have all the same worries, but with additional complexities, including managing the issues that arise from the digital world our children now inhabit, and how to best support them as they navigate through that world. I currently serve as the Australian eSafety Commissioner, whose role is to promote online safety for all Australians. The office coordinates and leads the online safety efforts of the government, industry, and the non-for-profit community. Research conducted by the eSafety Commissioner reveals that 81% of children in Australia have access to devices from the age of 2 years, and almost 100% of teens aged 15 through 17 have access to the Internet. Australia is not alone in this. These statistics are universally consistent. Our research shows that the parents understand the benefits of the Internet, but worry about risks, particularly access to inappropriate material, cyberbullying, and contact with strangers. 94% of parents consider online safety a preeminent parenting challenge, yet less than 50% felt confidence dealing with these issues. This is a concern, given that 1 in 4 Australian young people have been contacted by a stranger online, and 1 in 5 have been cyberbullied. The research supports what we know from within Australia and across the globe. Parents want to understand how to do better and safeguard our children in this brave new world where kids' online and offline worlds converge. Growing Up Wired. We cannot underestimate the importance of how this changed environment impacts our young people. They are effectively wired differently because they are growing up wired. They live in a world where there is no difference between online and off. It is pervasive, invasive, and intense. Peer pressure has also intensified as young people believe they need to live up to some improbably confected standards. They have a different way of thinking about privacy and sharing, and in many cases do not yet have the cognitive ability to understand the long-term implications of what they do online and the digital footprint they might leave behind. They have ready access to vast amounts of online content, some of it disturbing. And while they may demonstrate technological skills, they will not have yet developed the maturity, experience, and resilience to cope with negative online experiences like cyberbullying, online grooming, or inappropriate material. It is not all bad news. Our children are enjoying unprecedented levels of interconnection, community, education, affinity groups, and support services that were not available in our youth. And these provide tremendous benefits. However, what we need to understand in order to best help our young people are the potential harms and the way to mitigate these risks. Inappropriate material. One of the very real concerns for parents is the impact of children seeing inappropriate material online. Material that is considered inappropriate can vary depending on a family's culture, values, and the child's age. This content can manifest itself in many ways online, in social media, in gaming content, or through the interaction with others. It can range from racist or hate material to sites which promote eating disorders and self-harm. It's important to be aware that as children grow older, technology is also increasingly likely to be used to explore sexuality. This may lead to peer pressure to send nude images online as an increasingly common form of modern-day courtship, commonly referred to as sexting. When an intimate image or video is shared without consent, it then becomes image-based abuse, which can have devastating impacts on the young person and their school community. Cyberbullying. Cyberbullying is, unfortunately, another significant and common issue online. Australia has a legislated regulatory scheme which allows e-safety to serve as a safety net when serious cyberbullying material directed at a child is not removed from social media or app. We have powers to compel sites to take down this content and can provide evidence and context to them when reports have fallen through the cracks. We have a 100% compliance rate. At eSafety, we have received more than 1,400 cyberbullying complaints to date involving young Australians under the age of 18. Girls are represented more than boys, and the average age is 14 years, though we have received complaints for children as young as 6. Cyberbullying can range from fake profiles set up to taunt and damage the reputation of a young person to serious name-calling and threats to personal safety. It is commonly the extension of a social conflict already happening in school grounds. But what makes cyberbullying particularly insidious for young people is that it is highly visible to their peers, amplifying their humiliation online, but remains largely covert to parents and educators. Contact with strangers and grooming. Contact with new people online is not always negative. Socializing online can be a great way to build friendships and develop communication skills. Unfortunately, it can also put children at risk of unwanted contact. At eSafety, we define this as any type of online communication that a child finds unpleasant or confronting, or that leads them into a situation where they might do something they regret. This can happen even if they initially welcome the contact. It can come from strangers, online friends the child has not met face-to-face, or from someone they actually know. At worst, unwanted contact can involve grooming. This is when a predator builds a relationship with a young person online over time. Predators may lurk on apps and games that young people use and pretend to be of similar age with similar interests. They take time to build trust with their victims and eventually may try to meet in person or may show them sexual imagery to desensitize the child and convince them to do similar things. Sadly, these incidents can occur on cell phones behind closed bedroom doors, right under parents' noses. Parents need to be aware that this can happen, as well as how to protect against it. At eSafety, we recommend setting up parental controls on devices, talking to children about these issues in an age-appropriate way, disabling cameras within apps, and using technology in public areas of the home during designated waking hours. The four R's of the digital age. We need to note that these online issues are not caused by technology, rather they are behavioral and social issues playing out on technology. To best support our children and young people, we need to be looking to change these behaviors and to reinforce core positive values both at home and school. Historically, we referred to essential learning skills as the three R's, reading, writing, and arithmetic. While these are still important, we believe in a new set of R's, the four R's of the digital age: respect, responsibility, resilience, and critical reasoning are the values, behaviors, and attitudes we want our young people to embody online. How we can help. As parents, friends, and loved ones of children and young people, we have a significant role to play in helping to guide the next generation along their digital journey. And the best way to do so is to be actively engaged in their online lives, encouraging them to demonstrate sound values online, having age-appropriate conversation about acceptable and harmful online behaviors, and providing practical advice and support when they need. Together, we can help them grow up safely online.